Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estala with a word in edgewise. Today is the 5th of May, the 125th day of 2025, leaving us 240 days to work with on our way to 2026. Today is Cinco de Mayo, a symbolic celebration becoming relevant to an increasing number of nations on Earth. We'll make additional mention about it in a moment, but right now, let's hear poet Luis J. Rodriguez render some salient elements in his poem Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo celebrates a burning people, those whose land is starved of blood, civilizations which are no longer holders of the night. We reconquer with our feet, with our tongues, that dangerous language, saying more of this world than the volumes of textured and controlled words on a page. We are the gentle rage. Our hands hold the stream of the earth, the flowers of dead cities, the green of butterfly wings. Cinco de Mayo is about the barefoot, the untooled, the warriors of want who took on the greatest army Europe ever mustered and won. Heavenward in the south sky tomorrow morning before dawn, look for the peak time of the Eta Aquarid meteor shower, with perhaps as many as 60 meteors per hour. The radiant point of this meteor shower is near the star Eta Aquarii in the constellation Aquarius, the water bearer. Today in 1809, for her technique of weaving straw with silk, Mary Crease became the first woman to receive a U.S. patent. The process was largely used in the creation of hats and other headwear. Today in 1260, Kublai Khan, grandson of Genghis Khan, became ruler of the Mongol Empire. Today in 1840, Thomas Carlyle began his lecture series, The Hero as Divinity. Today in 1862, Mexico repelled the French forces of Napoleon III at the Battle of Puebla, a victory that became a symbol of resistance to foreign domination and is now celebrated as a national holiday, Cinco de Mayo. Today in 1877, Sitting Bull led his band of Lakota into Canada to avoid harassment by the United States Army under Colonel Nelson Miles. Today in 1891, Carnegie Hall, known originally as Music Hall, opened in New York City with Piotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky as guest conductor of the New York Music Society Orchestra. Today in 1904, American baseball pitcher Cy Young of the Boston Americans, who later became the Red Sox, registered the first perfect game, no player reaching first base, of the modern era. Today in 1917, Eugene Bullard gained his pilot's license from Aero Club de France to become the first African-American military pilot. Today in 1925, Dayton teacher John T. Scopes was arrested for teaching evolution in Tennessee. Today in 1927, English writer Virginia Woolf published her stream of consciousness novel, To the Lighthouse. Today, 1930, Amy Johnson took off on her flight that made her the first woman to fly solo from England to Australia. Today, in 1961, Alan Shepard Jr. made a 15-minute suborbital flight in the spacecraft Freedom 7, becoming the first U.S. astronaut to travel in space. Today, in 1973, American racehorse Secretariat won the Kentucky Derby, en route to capturing the U.S. Triple Crown, as he would in subsequent weeks also win the Preakness Stakes and Belmont Stakes. Today in 1942, Virginia Wynette Pugh was born to schoolteacher Mildred Fay Russell and guitar player William Hollis Pugh on a cotton farm in Itawamba County, Mississippi, near the Alabama state line, between Red Bay, Alabama, and Tremont, Mississippi. When their little daughter was only 9 months old, her father William died of a brain tumor, and her mother Mildred moved to Memphis to work in a World War II defense plant, leaving the child to be raised by her grandparents on their Mississippi farm. "I hated every minute I spent picking cotton," Wynette would later remark, though she learned to play the musical instruments her father had left behind. She also found work as a beautician, a waitress, and a shoe factory employee but grew dissatisfied with those jobs and decided to give singing a try in Nashville, where she soon convinced recording executives of her talent, recording, under her new name, Tammy Wynette, 32 number one songs, including the biggest country music single ever, Stand By Your Man, and D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Tammy's success had its share of troubles, such as having five husbands, among them the country western dynamo George Jones, whose heavy drinking often caused him to miss concert appearances, leaving Tammy to carry on the show. She also suffered from severe medical issues, going through 19 surgeries, and upon occasion being considered by her doctors as a terminal case. Able to matter-of-factly assess herself, Tammy Wynette was able to observe, "My life has been a soap opera." Today is also the birthday in 1813 of Danish philosopher Søren Kierkegaard, in 1818 of German philosopher Karl Marx, in 1865 of American writer Nellie Bly, in 1882 of English feminist and suffragette Sylvia Pankhurst, in 1883 of the only indigenous American in the Baseball Hall of Fame, pitcher Charles Chief Bender, in 1899 of American jazz drummer Paul Barbarinian, in 1901 of American ragtime singer and guitarist Blind Willie McKell, in 1914 of American actor Tyrone Power and of American jazz drummer Frank Carlson, in 1922 of American jazz singer Monica Lewis, in 1923 of Irish actor Godfrey Quigley, in 1927 of American comedian Pat Carroll, in 1928 of American bassist Marshall Grant, in 1935 of American jazz saxophonist Kid Jordan, in 1943 of English comedian Michael Palin, in 1948 of English heavy metal drummer Bill Ward, in 1950 of Dutch singer Maggie McNeil, in 1955 of American actress Melinda Kalia, in 1959 of English rock vocalist Ian McCulloch and of American rock guitarist Steve Stevens, in 1962 of American songwriter Jennifer McKittrick, in 1964 of Scottish pop singer Lorraine McIntosh, and 1988 of English pop singer and songwriter Adele. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming the seventh full week of spring and the 19th week of 2025. Que tengas un feliz Cinco de Mayo!